You're listening to another Ambitious Entrepreneur Network.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 103, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Joining me on today's show is a returning guest, Robin Hare. Robin is a best-selling author. She's an international speaker and an entrepreneur who lives near the city of Atlanta. She's a co-author of the hot new release, The Sold Out Anthology, which launched in April 2018, so not too long ago. Her company, N2Fruition, LLC of Winston, Georgia, hosts an annual women's retreat in North Georgia Mountains and is expanding to Kenya and South Africa. She's going to talk more about that today. She sponsors a foreign missions trip to support a school in Kenya, and she's also the visionary for the 7th annual Christmas cantata and toy giveaway hosted by Christ Apostolic, I always get stuck on that word, Apostolic Life Church. There you go, I said it. Now on today's show, Robin is going to share Be Sold Out to Jesus. She's going to talk more about that. She's going to talk about having character. You must desire a good name, an attitude, work ethic, integrity, actions, and relationships. So very important, especially as Christian entrepreneurs. And she's also going to talk about that her passion is to help people. And if she can find some way to help people fulfill their dreams or purpose or fill a need, that she can then do that to help them change the world and change the world for others as well. Robin, it's such a pleasure and an honor to have you back on the show. How have you been?
I have been amazing. It's been a whirlwind since the last we spoke. When we talked back in January, I think it was, I was anticipating the release of Sold Out.
Yes.
We had actually submitted the copy, and we were waiting for the actual book to be released, and it released in April. And since that time, we've become the number one best-selling book. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So we launched in April, and now we're a number one bestseller, and it's in the category of Christian prayer. And so the book Sold Out is an anthology of a number of authors that have come together to share their life stories,
yes,
their heartache, their struggles, how they overcame through prayer and faith. And it is an amazing, amazing work. I shared my story about having overcome divorce, losing everything several times, and then the Lord allowing me to be built back up again through prayer, faith, and a closer walk with the Lord.
Yes.
And so it's just been amazing. I've had a number of book signings, and the books are flying off the shelves. I can't keep enough of them. So it's just been
a great problem to have.
It's just been awesome. Yeah. You know, my first project, and it started amazingly, and I just can't thank God enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, prior to the book, you know, because the book is about testimonies, and the Bible tells us that we overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. So when you have all these different stories that reach into the hearts of divorce and addiction and abuse, sexual abuse and abandonment, all those things that people can relate to and they can resonate with, there's something in the book for everybody.
Yes.
But prior to writing about my own story, I, you know, was led to create this women's retreat, which is based on that very same foundation. It is helping women come together, share their stories, hear their hearts, sharing one to another. There's always somebody there that's gone through what the other woman has gone through and made it on the other side to offer hope. There's somebody there that's broken. Mm. There's someone that has triumphed. And so we come together and we actually support one another. In the Amicalola Falls in the North Georgia mountains. So that has been planned for September of this year. It's our third annual.
Wow.
The first year we had 32 that came together. Mm-hmm. Last year it was 50. I had to close registrations just tonight because we are topped out at 70.
Wow. Amazing.
We can't take anymore. We can't take anymore. And as I began to share, and what's amazing is we started with my church. Mm. So the women of our church, us coming together. And then the second year, we invited a few more friends, mm-hmm. and family. They came. And this year, I am happy to report that out of the 70, half of them are outside of our church.
Wow.
They are outside of our area. So we've got people flying in from Mississippi, from North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, other parts of Georgia, Dallas, Texas. So it's become an anomaly, yes, across the U.S.
There you, yes, go. Amazing.
It's so good.
It's so good. You know what I love about this is that when you know, as you said, you've gone through heartache and trials, tribulations and challenges, yet when you remain focused and you have that faith and you lean into Him and you trust Him with everything and you follow the footsteps and where He's guiding you, the place that He is taking you and the character that has been shaped in you through those struggles and challenges,
right.
Where you are now, I mean, my goodness, it's just blessing upon blessing upon blessing, yes?
And it just never stops. It never stops because, you know, I was invited to go on a multi-city tour.
Yes.
So starting in June, I will be going along with Vanessa Abrams. Mm-hmm. She is the visionary for the Pain, Positioning, and Purpose Tour.
Yes.
Pain, Positioning, and Purpose. And she is a mental health advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And so she really reaches in to help those who are struggling with mental health issues, addiction, rejection. And of course, that is my passion as well, helping people through pain.
Yes.
So she has brought on board a number of different authors and speakers to travel the country with her. So I will be going to 6 cities to talk about my passion, helping women get free and living their best life.
Yeah.
So that's happening between June and September. In the middle there, I'll do the women's retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I head off to Africa.
Yeah.
I'll be going to Africa, to Kenya, to the area and plan for a missions trip combined with a women's retreat that will be held in Kenya.
Yes.
So that's actually take place 2019. So the Lord has just truly opened doors, really.
Amazing. And so with the tour that you're doing, the multi-city tour, how did you connect with Vanessa Abrahams? Was that a connection already that you had, or was that through what you've been doing, you were just, the doors opened? Well, how did that show up?
That connection took place as a result of being a part of the sold out anthology project. She is a 4-time award-winning author of her own right, and she actually was a part of another anthology that was before mine, because there's a series in the Soul Purpose movement. So she was a part of another anthology, and we all are kind of in the same grouping of authors, kind of like a family of authors. And we just began to interact one with another. And some of us have created a bond over social media. So we've never really actually sat down with one another, but we created this bond over social media. And it went from there.
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it? When if you think back to the story that you're sharing, you are empowering other women who may be going through similar experiences and really have remained stuck because, for some reason they just have not been able to get through that. So you're empowering them. Yet the people that are around you and involved in various other projects too are now building a community. It's interesting, isn't it, that often, and this is coming up in conversation, I'd love you to speak a little bit into this if this is relevant for you too, is that sometimes what happens is the enemy isolates us. And that's when we can get stuck in our own stuckness. Yet when we participate and collaborate, not only can we create incredible books and things like that, the support that we have from that, from those relationships that be built, and not only are there lots of great projects, but it is support that we really need. We can't do this on our own. Has that been true for you as well?
It's been absolutely true for me. Mm. And I'm glad you brought that up, because as we go through in this retreat and as we deal with this pain, what we've found is that people who isolate themselves are the ones that really are getting lower and lower and lower within themselves. They begin to listen to the wrong voices. They get even more depressed, because when you isolate yourself, then you really don't have that encouragement that you need and that support system. And this journey has been quite interesting in that there were periods of isolation for me. As you begin to go a path, there are times when you're going it alone. Mm. It can be, there are stretches of your journey that other people aren't going to be there with you that you thought would. And so what ends up happening is that you trust God in those lonely times, but then he also brings other people who can help you along that path to take you to another level. And that's what I found that has happened for me. I've got new big sisters that I never knew before, because I obeyed God. I stepped out on faith into a very, very unfamiliar territory where others aren't willing to go. And you may have to go alone for a while, but believe me, you're not going to be alone for long. Mm. And so start out trusting God. Everybody's not going to be with you. Yeah. But the moment you step into your destiny and into your purpose, that's when he surrounds you with those who can help you with the next portion of your journey. Mm-hmm. So isolation is not good for very long. God will never intend for us to be alone for very long, because I just spoke with a young lady on last evening, and she's gotten quiet and she's gotten withdrawn. And I noticed that, you know, she's pulled back a lot. And I just began to minister to her to just give her some encouragement. Mm. And it's amazing how we all need that. We can't survive by ourselves. You know, when the word of God says that, you know, he doesn't want man to live alone, that doesn't necessarily mean a husband, wife. Mm-hmm. That means that we shouldn't be alone, whether it's family, friends. We need people. We need each other in order for us to thrive. We've got to, because you have what I need. Mm-hmm. I have what you need. And we all have what each other needs. So I find that you're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Share a little bit more around, you know, if someone does not have a community, and we can really see, I mean, for all of us, that the insight in that is we need to keep an awareness around, are there people in our circle who are starting to, as you described with this woman, who are starting to become less and less chatty, or what's going on, so that we can reach out to them. But if someone's listening or watching today, Robin, that maybe can sense that, you know what, I have started to isolate myself, What would you say to her to have the courage, if you will, to go and speak to some other women maybe in the circuit and say, look, I need help, I need support? Because that can be terrifying too, because if someone were to say to us, well, no, you know, no, I don't really want to, I mean, that's a personal rejection really. So what sort of insights would you share around that?
I received some advice from a coach. In passing, she is a VP in one of the companies that I work for. Mm-hmm. And one of her strategies, she said, and I think it's been a part of mine, and I never had a name for it, but she said, if you want to be successful, find the most unhappiest person in the room mm-hmm. and just go have a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. You can tell by their countenance whether someone's happy or not, or whether they seem a little different than usual. And even if you don't know them as a person or an individual, I think if we were to take the time to just have a conversation, just to say hello or give them a smile, you may not want to delve into trying to pull out of them what may be wrong, but just a kind word and to let someone know that they are valued enough for you to go out of your way to say something or to give them a hug or a smile or just start a conversation. That's a place to start.
Yes.
Because so many times we just walk right past people. We just keep going, keep moving. Don't even think twice because we're in our own world. And one other thing that I learned as well was if I need something, if I feel, there are times when we feel a little rejected. There are times when we feel abandoned. You know, we're not invited. We're not included. You see people doing things and you're like, well, wait a minute. No, my phone didn't ring. Nobody invited me to go. If you want to have friends, then you have to show yourself friendly. If I want someone to support what I'm doing, I remember the Lord speaking to me so very clearly. If I want someone to really pay attention and consider what I'm offering, consider giving me feedback, consider participating in something I'm doing, then what I need to do is take some time to go support other people. I need to find out what's important to them. Where's your child going to be playing ball this week? Maybe I can come and support. What book do you have? Maybe I should buy your book. Do you have some music? Are you a brand new artist? Maybe I should purchase your music. Are you having an event that's important to you? Maybe I should come to your event. The Lord showed me that I need as much support and love as I want. I need to reach out and give it. Because if you give, not only are you blessing someone else, but you can expect God to give back to you. You may not get it from the same source that you gave it, but then you can expect God to give back to you.
Yeah, such great insights. And I think what's a great reminder there is that if we are in a room full of people, often what we will do, particularly for those of us who tend to be a little shy, we may presume or assume that no one really wants to talk to us. But there are other people in the room that are on the outer that are also thinking, I hope someone comes to speak to me. So have the conversation. Yes. Go and ask them, how are you? What brings you here? Ask, have some really good open-ended questions. And once the conversation starts flowing, doesn't it? That's when the energy can increase and you can start to, as you said, minister to one another and uplift one another. And before you know it, the spirits, you know, the spirit of down and oh, I'm not really wanting to be here, suddenly just dissipates. And you've got this commonality that you can then continue that conversation. Such great insights there. And I think for all of us, just as a reminder, we don't have to do it alone. There are people there that would be more than happy to support us, have a conversation, reach out for sure. Let's talk about having character. I think particularly important as Christian entrepreneurs. Sometimes, you know, with the challenges that are in front of us, our character can be challenged, but that's when it's so important to be reminded of who and the, even our actions and our interactions of who God says we are, and also to be mindful of the character that Jesus showed, even in the challenging situations, so we can model that, which can often not be easier said than done, I should say. So what insights would you like to share with this?
From a character perspective, one of the things that I share in my women's retreat is the foundation of the women's retreat is to live the fruit of the Spirit. Mm. We must live the fruit of the Spirit and to show our appreciation for who God is by, you know, sharing with other people. And so I have this mirror that is a part of our lesson. And so what I encourage women to do is just take a look in the mirror and ask yourself, you know, did I show love? Did I show kindness? Was I patient? Did I keep track of wrongs? Was I long suffering? You know, am I living truly? Am I applying those things to my behavior on a day-to-day basis? So we go through that and we give these as a reminder. I do to just kind of encourage that we need to look inward and not so much outward. I just have this thing that I think about is if I see an unpleasant behavior or there's an issue with integrity, the first thing I do is look at myself before I start thinking about what anybody else does.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I do, because to stay humble and to have integrity means you are always looking inside yourself. That's the first place you need to look before you try to fix anything else or point out anybody else's wrongs or where they've fallen short or what they're doing. We've got enough within ourselves to fix that we don't really have time to fix other people.
Yes.
And the Lord reminded me, he says, right when you're about to celebrate that great, amazing, powerful thing that you've done, just remember now, for the one thing you did right, you probably did 10 things wrong.
Yes, so it true.
It keeps me humble. It keeps me humble. It's like, look, don't get it twisted. Don't get too big for your britches, because you might have did this great.
Yes.
But, you know, so you got some other things to work on. We're never, until we leave here, there's always more that God wants to help us get better at. So right when you do that one thing, then, you know, move right on and ask God, well, what else, Lord, what else? If you pay more attention to what God wants to do in you, then you'll be a better reflection to other people.
Yes.
And I think that love, which is a part of the fruit of the Spirit, will become more genuine and it's not isolated and reserved for a select few people. And that's where I think we need to really be a little bit more purposeful. And that's why I have the retreat.
Yes.
And that is to bring women together so that, like you were saying, break the ice, get the conversation going, pull people out of their familiar and open the door for something new. And along the way, we may connect with someone who can help us to fulfill our dreams and our purpose. They may have connections. They may open these doors like Vanessa did for me, or Cheryl Pelote Williamson, who is the visionary for Sold Out Anthology. The only way those things happen is I took a chance, stepped out of my familiar and ventured into the unknown. Could possibly have been turned down. There is a rejection. You don't always get a yes, but you have to trust God and have faith that no matter where you go or what you're doing, is always going to turn out for your good.
Yes, absolutely. And it's such a great reminder that, you know, all of the opportunities that come our way may not be opportunities that are for us right at that moment. And it's it's not any indication of that we are not good enough, that we failed or anything like that. It's just a not yet, or this project is not one that is destined for you. Move on. Don't let that become a burden to stop you from continuing to walk the path that's going to lead you to that next door, that next opportunity. Such a huge reminder. I had to chuckle at something I remembered last night, Robin. There was something, a news bulletin, and one of our politicians said something, and I immediately started talking, you know, to my husband about that. And after I said that, I took stock and I went, that came across rather judgy. And, you know, in the Bible it says, don't pick the speck out of someone else's eye when you've got a log in your eye. And I stopped and I looked at him and said, well, me and my log, we're going to go sit down now. It's so true. Because if you think of the things that you're doing.
That's right. You're right. You're so right. And that revelation, that experience you had is the same that I often find myself having if you think that way. It's like, wait a minute now.
What did I just say?
I can tell you there have been times when I was thinking about a behavior that I saw, you know, in a person. And I was just thrown off by it. I was just taken aback. How in the world? How is that possible? How can anyone do that? I'm telling you, Anne-Marie, not months later, I found myself doing the same thing. The minute you judge somebody, the Bible tells you that. Be careful how you judge, because you're going to be judged the same. Mm-hmm. And what I found happens is the moment that you elevate yourself above somebody else's mistakes, that same thing that you judge them, you're going to be judged too.
Yes.
It's like you're creating your own downfall the moment it happens.
I wonder if you can take it back. Rewind.
No. You just have to, you have to purpose to be careful. Mm. And even if you're thinking it, just don't even talk about it.
No.
Just don't even talk about it. Don't give it airspace. Tuck it in your back pocket and say, okay, that wasn't very nice. And the first thing I think to myself was I changed my thinking. Instead of talking about what someone did, I pray and I said, Lord God, that was not very nice. Please, please, please help me to not fall into same error. So I pray and ask God to make sure that I don't fall into the same error that I see by focusing on myself and not. So I don't talk about it to other people, but it's like, wow, it happens.
Yeah, it's such a great reminder, you know, and sometimes praying for them too, because you just don't know. That's what I often will do, is almost imagine, you know, what is it that take on a curious mindset, really. You know, I wonder what would have happened, or it's sad that some instances and circumstances have occurred in that person's life that has them reacting that way, or saying things like that, because we haven't walked in their shoes, so we don't know that. And sometimes, you know, when people know better, they can react better. And giving them the grace to do that can sometimes be the huge impact. Because, you know, a lot of times I heard this story once where someone walked into a tailor's shop to get a new suit done. It was a minister who went into the tailor shop, and there was a picture of a Hindu god there, I think, on the wall. And as the tailor was measuring this pastor, he kind of looked back after a little while and went, I'm surprised you haven't said anything, because a lot of the other pastors would, you know, get into this conversation about, you know, this and that. And the pastor said, oh, well, no, but I'm happy to share, you know, about Jesus, my Lord. And he said, well, you know what? The conversation turned out that the minister, the pastor, then had an opportunity to have a coffee with this gentleman, the tailor, because of the fact that he hadn't judged, hadn't put his beliefs and values and everything, but rather just created an environment in which a conversation could be had. And I think that's such a powerful reminder for all of us, isn't it?
I really like what you're saying there, because when we step outside of our familiar, it's so easy when we are dealing with the same, when we're dealing with people who are like ourselves and we believe similarly, we create this bubble that we're in and everyone is out.
Yeah.
We're in, we're the in group, you're the out group. And we tend to find fault with everything that, you know, with everything that's on the outside of our bubble. And we want to point it out. We want to make it known. We want to challenge people. That's not the example that I saw Jesus live. I didn't see Jesus live that type of an example. He just basically just walked through life living the fruit of the Spirit. And it drew people. And he shared the gospel and the truth, but he didn't criticize people. And the only time that he addressed a situation is when the Pharisees and the Sadducees had this self-righteous, the basic judging. They were so self-righteous and judging and condemning people. He went after them with a fierceness because they made people feel so worthless and unworthy that he cannot tolerate that.
Yeah.
And so he had righteous indignation towards them.
That was in the temple? In the temple?
Yes.
Yeah, when he turned over the tables because they were gambling or they were doing things. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we don't want to judge people. We don't need to judge people. If people are willing to have a conversation just like this pastor, you know, you leave the door open.
Yeah.
We don't always have to go in with an iron fist. And we need to create opportunity for people to feel open. Because when we immediately begin to judge people, we close the door on that open line of communication. We can't even befriend them because, and you have to be friends first. You have to be open and you have to be receptive. You have to be approachable. People aren't going to talk to you about being, you know, saved or salvation or even inquire if they feel that they're going to be shut down.
Yeah, so, so true. You have to connect with them and engage before you can empower someone with the truth. And then, again, you know, sort of be guided. And it's so, so, so true. So, Robin, share with everybody how they can connect with you. What's the best way for them to do that? If they'd like to follow you, get a copy of the book, all of that good stuff.
Sure. My website is bit.ly/Robin Hare. I have on my website my book. I have information about my women's retreat. Pretty soon I will be posting information about how you may be able to join us on our missions trip and women's retreat to Africa, Kenya, to assist with building a school and helping to establish a village to support those who are there and in impoverished situations. I am so excited about the Kamkamani project that's in Kenya and the school that's being erected to help children with life skills and even women and men in the village, giving them skills so that they can go out and get jobs and earn money for themselves. And so I'm really excited about joining that project and adding the women's retreat, because with the women's retreat added onto the whole project, it helps to get women free from the things that they're suffering with and dealing with and needing to deal with and overcome so that they can be successful. So I am so excited about that. I cannot believe all this stuff has happened since January.
Yeah. Well, that's why when you posted something about that on the Be the Difference movement group, I thought, oh, you just need to come back on the show and share that. It's great when we see, when we talk about, you know, plans and the vision that we have, and then we reconnect again and we see how God's continued to bless that, the doors that he's opened. When we remain faithful and continue to trust in him, the doors will open. Yes. That he, yeah, got, is guiding you along. So it's been such a pleasure to speak with you again. May I say a word of prayer again for you, Robin, before we finish up the show?
Absolutely. But before we do, I just want to thank you.
Oh,
I want to thank you. I want to thank you. You were my first interview, and it's been a whirlwind ever since. And you opening and having your group, and I'm being a part of that group. I'm meeting other women in the group who are also assisting and helping and willing to give. I think it's Darlene is going to help out with the, her Kenyan connections. Oh, wow. And I'm just so excited about what you're doing, how you're making a difference, how you're allowing people an opportunity to get exposure. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing vehicle. And I just want to thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, when I created this, I said, look, we'll build the platform. And I know and I trust that God is going to continue to build the connections, the relationships, and it will be on a global scale and it will be incredible. Yes. For all involved, and for me, it's so humbling to be able to connect. And you know what? I'm creating all of these friendships, which I can continue later on in heaven. So there's a, you know, that's always exciting too. And remember that time when we, you know, that's what it's all about.
Right.
So yeah, fantastic. So let's thank you for that. I really thank you. So let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to connect with Robin again. And Father, the doors that you have opened, the blessings and the favor that you've shown, we thank you so very much, Lord, that you have opened those doors. Because Father, the women that she is going to connect with, the children's lives that she's going to impact in Kenya, Father, what a blessing, what an honor, what a privilege. Father, we just ask for your continued blessings and your continued favor on Robin and the other women and the men who are involved in these projects. Will you continue to guide them? Will you continue to bless them? Will you continue to support and keep them safe? Because we know that when things are happening in your kingdom and we're continue to grow and spread your message, the enemy is there lurking. So we just want to pray for your continued guidance and protection for them as well. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so very much for coming on the show. And no doubt we will hear and we will see photos and images and all that kind of good stuff too that we will see of the.
I will stay connected.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and by the way, for people who are not connected with us on Be the Difference movement group that Robin was sharing, we mentioned it and you'll hear it in the intro, but BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. There's incredible relationships developing there. The people who are becoming part of that group really do feel called to make a bigger impact in the world. And it's just a delight to hear feedback that conversations are being had. That's what it's all about. It's a community of collaborations. Yes. And, just the stories that are shared. And I thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.